The program, which provides funding and reimbursements to states for highway repair and maintenance, is set to go insolvent by August 1st. That means Rhode Island's federal funding for such projects would dip nearly 30%. The Environment and Public Works Committee, on which White House sits, passed a proposed $265 billion fix, which would keep the fund afloat for another 6 years. However, the issue has become a largely partisan one, and the Democrat says a short-term plan currently moving through the legislature would not be adequate.
We should pass a long-term bill because a short-term fix makes it hard for state transportation officials to obligate contracts that require long-term investments.
Currently, Rhode Island receives some $220 million from the Federal Highway Trust, and about a dozen local projects could be delayed if federal reimbursements end. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.